Hello and welcome back to episode 2 of The Falcon. I'm your host, Cooper Hughes. I believe we're recording this episode before we got episode 1 pushed out, but I really hope y'all enjoyed that first episode, and I hope you enjoy episode 2 even more. Hope everyone's having a blessed day already, and if not, I hope I can help make it a little better. So we're going to jump straight into the questions this week. Again, they're on my Instagram story, WHHS Sports, so go ahead and follow that, and any questions you might have, send them in. I'll post a poll every Friday for questions to come in. So the two questions that we had come in this week. What's your favorite memory of being a Falcon? So I'm going to do a non-sports one and then a sports one. My non-sports one was definitely when I got to speak my testimony at FCA. That happened this year, and I had a ton of people reach out to me telling me it really helped them out, tell me how it really hit home for them, and that really means a lot to me to get to spread God's word and make an impact on people, because that's always the number one goal for me. And then my favorite sports memory, freshman year, football season, the first ever student section I was actually in myself, it was a whiteout versus Hendo, and obviously Hendo, biggest rival, we want to beat them in everything, and we beat them in a close game, believe it ended up being 13-8, 13-6 or something like that, and then storming the field and celebrating with the team after. That was a great like first high school memory for me. That was awesome. And then second question, how do we look to continue to make West a great school? I feel like West is already the best school out of all the schools around here, and I feel like that's not even me being biased. But I feel like we've done a great job of getting everybody involved and getting all the different programs more exposure and getting them celebrated a little bit more. But I also feel like we can continue to do better in our sports, and then also supporting our sports as well as our clubs, our band, everything. Just letting more people know how great West is, and hopefully bringing more people and more exposure to the school. All right, that's enough talking for me. It is about time for me to introduce our guest of the week, my good friend Adriana Sancho.
Yeah.
Adriana Sancho. Adriana, how are we doing this morning?
We're doing really good.
That's great to hear. So for some of you who may not have gotten the pleasure of meeting Adriana yet, she is our foreign exchange student from Spain. She spent a little bit of time over at Rosman, bless her heart. Very happy that she was able to come to West and get the true American experience. So, Adriana, you're coming from Spain. Did you live in Spain your entire life before you came here?
Yeah, I've always lived in Spain, but 2 years ago I also went to France for 3 months doing like a little exchange. But yeah, I've lived in Spain my whole life.
I didn't know that you went to France. What part of Spain are you from?
I'm from a city between Madrid and Barcelona. It's called Zaragoza.
Okay, that's really cool. What was living in France like? I had no idea that you did that. What was that whole experience like?
It was more similar like living in Spain, because like it's in Europe, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty cool. I mean, at the beginning it was really hard because I couldn't understand a word of French. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the 3 months, I could speak really well in French, so it was really good.
Okay. Do you feel like it was easier to learn like the French language and culture or the American language and culture?
Maybe the culture, it's easier in France because it's like more similar to Spain, but not the language. Like the language is way easier, like in English, because I've been learning English since I was like 6 or 7. So it wasn't like that hard to understand people and being able to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's cool. What made you want to come to America in the first place?
Well, I've always liked like to speak different languages and like meet new people and do different things. So I thought it was like a really cool thing to do. And then I saw a girl, she was in my school in Spain. She was a year older than me. And I saw her coming to the US and I was like, why is she in the US, you know? I asked my mom and she was like, well, maybe she's doing like an exchange year. So I started like getting information about it. I started like watching videos on YouTube and everything. And I just wanted to do it. I thought it was really cool.
Okay. So this is like a huge deal. Like you're coming to America and spending time away from your real family. How did your parents first react when you first told them that you wanted to be an exchange student?
Yeah, that's funny. They said no, like, 1,000 times. I had to ask them, I don't know how many times. I had to show them, like, videos of YouTube, like, hey, look at this kid, he went to America, it's so cool. But there was no way that they were letting me come here. And then when I was in France, my mom called me and she was like, you know what, we've been thinking about it and, like, maybe it's a good idea that you go to the US so you can, like, learn English and, I don't know, learn new things. And I was shocked. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, is this a joke or something? But, yeah, I was really excited when she told me.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what was the first step that you made to get here? Like, who did you have to reach out to get into that, like, foreign exchange program?
Well, basically, my mom did almost everything. But she was, like, looking for agencies on the internet. And she called, like, a lot of agencies, and then we chose one. Its name is CLS. I don't know. And then the American agency is ISC. So.
Cool. How did it feel when you, like, first got here? Like, you got off the plane, you stepped into whatever airport it was. Like, what was your first initial feeling?
Well, I was pretty tired because it was, like, 1 a.m. it was a really long flight. But it felt, like, unreal. Like, I had been waiting for this for so long that when I was here, it was, like, I felt like I was dreaming. It was amazing. I loved everything. Because, I don't know, it was like my dream, you know, to come here. So when I was here, I was like, wow, finally I'm here. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
That's awesome. What were your first initial, like, feelings or thoughts with your exchange family? Like, what was it like getting closer with them, getting to meet them?
It may seem, like, weird to be with, like, a family you don't know, like, anything. And at the beginning, it's, like, a little bit awkward because you don't really know how to act with them. Mm-hmm. But, like, once you get to know them, they feel like, your family, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, right now, I'm, like, really good with them. I have much confidence and everything. We talk about everything. It's really good because you have, like, two families at the end of the year. You have, like, your own family in Spain, and then you have, like, your second family here. So, yeah, it takes a little bit of time, but we're really close right now, so it's really good.
That's awesome. So when you took that first step into, like, the real world, I'd say that, the real, like, teenage world, like, going to school that first semester at Rosmer, what was it like going through that first big cultural change? Like, you're coming into a school, you're like, wow, I don't know really anybody here. What was that like?
It was really scary. Like, because it's just not that I don't know anybody, it's that the language, like, I couldn't really understand anything at the beginning because of the accent, like, southern accent in Rosemont. Mm-hmm. They're, like, really country. It was, like, a really big shock because I come from a big city, you know, mm-hmm. So I went, like, to a 500 people town mm-hmm. and everybody knew everybody. I didn't know anybody. Mm-hmm. Well, I actually started volleyball before going to school, which was great because I actually knew somebody. Mm-hmm. But it was actually really, really scary because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make friends, you know? Like, mm-hmm. that's, like, the biggest fear you have. But I don't know. It was pretty good. Like, people were really welcoming, and they were nice to me. So, yeah, it was good.
That's good to hear. I haven't had too many good experiences with Rosman in my life just because I know that's not really the greatest school in the world. Still just really confused on why they would send you to Rosman. Okay, but so you were at Rosman for that first semester, and then you came here. Why did you end up switching schools?
It was actually, I was with another host family before, and my host mom had, like, some issues. She was, like, older, mm-hmm. so she had, like, issues with her heart and everything. She was, like, a little bit sick, so I couldn't stay with her. And I came here because her son lives here, so I transferred schools as well. I mean, it was, like, a health situation. It wasn't, like, because of this school or mm-hmm. anything, because my whole mom was sick and I had to come here, but I'm really glad I did it, so, yeah.
That's awesome. A blessing in disguise, as some might say. So, what has been your favorite part about the Wes Henderson culture so far compared to the Rosman culture?
The student section, like, I don't have any doubt about it. Like, before coming here, that's, like, the biggest thing you have in high schools, you know, like, student section, football games, and everything. Like, going to Rosemont, it was, like, a little bit disappointing because they didn't have a student section, and I was like, well, okay. And then I came here, and I was, like, looking at the pictures of football games with the student section and everything, and I was like, wow, I wish I had been here before, you know.
That makes me very happy to hear, because I've been very involved, as you came to know. Going into a little bit of personal story myself, I talked to you about this, but so when you told me that you were coming to that first basketball game, so first of all, I'm already kind of nervous. I'm like, okay, the past few basketball student sections haven't been great. It's senior night. I want this to be like our best basketball student section of the year already. And you tell me that you're coming, I'm like, holy cow, if we mess this up, this could ruin a chance for a big, like, experience for you. So, like, I automatically, like, I posted probably, like, 4 times on my story that day. Just like, everyone, please come to this game. Like, I'm posting on WHHS. Like, I'm trying to get everybody there. And thankfully, that was actually our best basketball student section of the year by a good bit. And I know that you ended up having a great time, and I had a great time myself. So, that was huge for me. What's been your favorite thing about America that you didn't really have in Spain?
Well, probably, as I said, like, the student section. Because, like, in Spain, we have sports at school, but, mm-hmm. like, nobody cares about it. Like, people have, like, games, and, like, nobody knows about it. And I don't know, it's, like, such a cool thing that you're, like, so involved in school and, like, in sports and everything. And, like, how you support, like, your team. I just love it.
Again, really awesome to hear. Going back into the family type of stuff, what's it been like not being able to, like, actually see your family and then some of your friends from Spain for this long?
I'm not going to lie, it's pretty hard because you're used to see your friends and your family, like, every day, you know? Mm-hmm. Or hanging out with your friends every weekend, and, like, then you come here and you don't know, like, anybody. So there's times where you feel, like, alone, you know, it's normal. Mm-hmm. But, like, then you get to, like, have your own life here. Now I have, like, another family here and, like, other friends and everything. And just thinking about having to go back to Spain, it's, like, so sad now. But, yeah, it's pretty hard, like, at the beginning mainly because you, like, miss your friends. Like, mm-hmm. you don't really have friends at the beginning, so it's pretty hard. But, like, if you're, like, an open person, you will make friends, like, pretty easily.
Yeah. Okay, these are more fun questions a little bit. What's been the highlight of your entire time here at America? Like, can you just think of one specific moment that's been like, wow, I'm so glad that I came here?
I don't know if I can choose one. Like, I have had many. But I remember in my volleyball senior night, because I used to play volleyball, I got to play, like, in the game, at the end of the game, because, like, it was my first time playing, mm-hmm. and I got to play in that game because I was a senior, and when the game ended, like, literally, like, all the gym was, like, cheering my name because it was, like, one of the first times I played, and I just felt, like, so good because everybody was, like, so happy that I played and everything, and I mm-hmm. did it great, so I was, like, really happy about that.
That's awesome. Okay. When do you plan on going back to Spain?
I'm thinking about going back to Spain in June because I have to, but I'm also thinking about coming here to visit this year, maybe for Thanksgiving or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, I can tell, but yeah, I'm going back to Spain in June, probably.
That's really sad to hear from you, just because, like, we all kind of met you, like, you're just staying here for this semester, and it feels like I met you, like, 2 weeks ago, because I did meet you, like, 2 weeks ago, but it's just, like, gonna cherish every little bit of moment that you do get to stay here, because it's been really cool getting to meet you.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. And then what do you think you're gonna miss the most about living here?
The people, probably. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I've met a lot of people here in West, and, like, I have a lot of friends here, and I just gonna miss everybody so much. I don't know, it's, like, so sad to think about it. And yeah, and even my host family, like, they're, like, my family now, so it's going to be really sad when I leave, like, having to say goodbye to everybody, so, mm-hmm. yeah, probably.
Man, Adriana, that was an awesome interview. I'm very glad that I got to get you to come on here. I think that's where we're going to wrap it up. Thank you to everybody for watching. Be sure, if you did enjoy it, be sure to share it and help this podcast grow so I can keep making more episodes in the future. Thank you, everyone, for watching, and I'll see y'all next week.